Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I would like to introduce you to Dr. Donalyn Curry, a woman of God, a woman of faith. She has stood strong in the Lord, and she trusts the Lord. She's going to bring the offering message. Dr. Donalyn, come on up and bring the offering message. Thank you.
Good morning, church. So the Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. So that means there's an atmosphere right now for miracles. If you're believing for something, I just want you to tune in, because the Bible says out of your heart come the issues of life. Did you ever read where it said that from your belly shall flow rivers? That means that we were created and designed to live from the inside out. That's how you're made, to live from the inside out. And yet I find myself and having the tendency to be, even in my prayers, I'm shouting out to God the outside. But he is Emmanuel. He is God in us. Amen. You were designed to live from the inside out, out of your belly. Didn't Jesus say the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is where? In you. So religion has said, every religion other than Christianity has said, God is out here. They have kept God out. And they've trained us to live from the outside in. My paycheck, my source, the government, or this or that. We're waiting on something out here. But God has created us to live, one more time, from the inside out. Everything that you need from the foundation of the world, and even before that, the Bible says you have access to. You release it through a seed. Seed is very important. That's why Abraham said, but how is this going to be the father of nations? And seeing I have no seed. Your seed represents your future. Do you understand? See, in our culture, we don't think that way because we go to the grocery store. But the seed represents the future. Amen. That's why God says, I'll give seed to the sower. And I'll multiply your seed sown. Amen. Because your seed represents your future. And your heart says out of your heart, not out of heaven, waiting on heaven to drop. Out of your heart, the factory. The seed goes into good ground out of your heart. What is the seed? It's the revelation that as I give, the faith action releases. Jesus said, give. And it shall be given back unto you. The faith action releases. See, what is the seed? The seed is the word that Jesus said, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, 6-38, says that it will come back to you. Good measure. It's not bye-bye. Amen. Because any good farmer understands the principle of the seed, but this culture has forgotten it. The church has forgotten it. Jesus made it a law. It's a law that whatsoever you sow. Now listen carefully, watch your words, because as the word of God is the seed. Didn't he say, my word is a seed? It's alive. 3.5 years on the shelf, but the moment you put that Bible, the moment you put it into your heart, the revelation comes. And Satan tries to steal it. You know this, you know it, right? You have to guard your heart. That you, doesn't the word say guard it? You can't afford to be in strife, drama, and foolishness when you got seed on the line, because seed represents your future. Your future coming out of your belly, coming out of your heart, not from heaven down. Emmanuel, God is in you. And God brings us back to no sweat, and no toil like Adam had it originally in the cool of the day. That's why he could say to Jairus, only believe. Your job is what? Guard your seed and only not work for it, not figure it out. Come on, church. But you release it. Now, seed does not know, discern the difference between good and bad. That's why he said death and life are in the power of your tongue. He said, you'll eat the fruit. What is the fruit? It's fruit of seed. So if you're speaking garbage, foolishness, drama, pity, sadness, depression, negativity, complaining, seed doesn't know the difference. It's designed to produce. It will produce. That's why you got to be very careful. You get the word. I just gave you a word. Luke 6:38 says, give. That's the faith action that seals the deal. Give, and it shall what? Be given back unto you. But not just equal, not just the same measure. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Overflow. Say flow. Say flow. Flow. The windows of heaven are open. That's what I got up here and said. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Freedom is here. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Speak blessing over these children. Don't just do this a one-off, people. You come, you dedicate. Now we can put a charge on you that you speak life over these children all the days of their life. Only life. Now we're going to give because I've got a lot of things that I need. And when you have a need, plant a seed. Mark it on your paper. Mark it on your checkbook. Put it in your computer. This is a seed. And decide what you want. Well, come on, we did this last week. You go back and you need to decide what you want. Find it in the word. Plant the seed. Speak it out. And the Lord will watch over it that it will not return void. Mark it on your calendar, mark it on your envelope, mark it in your phone, whatever you need, mark it down and call in your seed to produce, you say, just like it says in Ecclesiastes, oh, seed, you hear the report of the Lord. Multiply in Jesus' name. God bless you as you give.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you may be seated. God is really good to all of us. How many of you believe God is good? Amen. Amen. We've got a very special day today. Very, very special because people are being dedicated to the Lord. That is absolutely amazing. Full of joy, full of life, full of peace, full of wisdom, full of knowledge. To do something like that is just what God is looking for. And so to all of you that are partaking in that, it's a wonderful thing, and I just commend you on doing that. I found out about this a lot later in my life, and I dedicated myself to the Lord. But you might think to yourself, well, what does that mean for me? I'm fully grown, and I'm sitting here. Well, let's find out what it means. First of all, we're talking about parent-child dedication. Okay, it's on the back screen. Everyone look at the screen behind you. Okay, it's on there. It comes on there quicker. Tries to catch me out. All right, it's okay to be joyful in church.
That's right.
It's okay to have a pastor that knows how to joke.
Yeah.
If you've got a pastor who doesn't know how to joke, check him out and get someone who knows. Amen. We've got to be, and listen, a man told me one time, I was 18 years of age, I'll never forget it. We were sitting on a bus in town in Johannesburg, South Africa, driving home from work, and this older man sat next to me. He looked at me and he said, if you don't know how to laugh at yourself, you're going to have the most miserable life on this planet. Yeah. Laugh at yourself. Amen. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
Come on. You're not God. You haven't got the world's problems to deal with.
Yeah.
Hello. You got a God that can deal with it though. Amen. And so today we're going to dedicate many beautiful children to the Lord Jesus Christ, the place where we want to all belong. Psalm 127:3. If you're quick, you can go with me in your Bible right there. And let's look at it right now. And it says, I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, behold, Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. It's a heritage from God. Children are from God. How many of you believe children are from God?
Yes.
Amen. I encourage you to support pro-life.
Yes.
Amen. I want to read it from the Message translation as well. It says, don't you see that children are God's best gift? How many of you believe your children are an incredible gift? I mean, how many of you love your children just absolutely? And you know, the strangest thing about it is the more they stay with you, the more you love them. And when they were born, you didn't think it was possible, right? But as you grow, they get more and more loved. You understand what I'm saying? That's why it's so hard when they come of that age and they stand at the altar and say, I do, for you to let go often. Amen. When they say I do, it doesn't mean I do leave you and I join to you, I leave you permanently. No, they're still your children. How many of you know when you grow up, you're still a child of God?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Now that you're over the age of 30, maybe 40, maybe 50, now that you're over that age, maybe over 80, who knows? You think, well, this is for them. No, you're still a reward. And you're still the fruit of the womb from God. Can you say amen? You are still a gift. The fruit of the womb, His generous legacy. Do you see that? Don't you see that children are God's best gift, and the fruit of the womb is His generous legacy? Children are a gift. They're a legacy. They're a reward. They're a heritage from God. That means every one of you sitting in here are those things I just said. It didn't end. Listen, God didn't say, now that you've grown up, take away His guardian angel. And now you've got no guardian angel because you're old enough to take care of yourself. You're never old enough to take care of yourself. You need God to take care of you. Amen. How many of you discovered that's true? Amen. And you should have read the fine print on a lot of things. And now those 800 easy payments, because you didn't ask God, should you do it, have become a burden in your life. 800 easy payments, and it's broken and ugly now. Amen. And so the good news is, no matter what your age is, no matter your color, no matter your nationality, no matter your gender, you are still a gift from God.
Amen.
Even today, right now, where you're sitting, you are still God's perfect gift. Now, maybe your parents didn't treat you as such. Maybe they abandoned you, but you're still God's perfect gift. And I just want you to know that you weren't a surprise to God. Maybe to mom and dad, but not to God. Come on. Hello. I don't want to do a teaching on the birds and the bees, but you should know. You are still a heritage. You are still a reward. You are still a gift. You are still a legacy. His best gift. He couldn't have given your parents a better gift than He gave them.
Amen.
I'm just saying. So don't think now that you're past an age of child or, you know, that kind of age, that you're no longer important to God. You're still vital in God's presence. You're vital to Him. And He still wants to be with you in His presence and you in His presence. Amen. I'm telling you, God loves us. And so regardless of what your parents said about you or other people might have told you, they might have said you were not wanted, you were a surprise, you were an accident. That's not the case with God. God chose you. God planned for you. God wanted you. Before you were in your mother's womb, He created you. Before you were there, He knew you. You were wanted. You are wanted. You were needed. You are needed. Even now, today. Amen. And that's what you're going to teach the little ones that we're going to dedicate today, that they are always needed. As parents, they will always be loved. Can you say amen? Amen. And so regardless, maybe they said you're a loser. Maybe the school called you the least likely to succeed. You'll never amount to anything. A waste of time. Maybe you called yourself an idiot and a fool. But you're still God's perfect gift. Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Thank you for joining us today. We are a Word and Spirit Church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, but we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today.
If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.